I'm Marco Werman with The World. This being the first day of December, how about a Christmas story? Too soon? Nah, you won't think that when you hear about this goat from Sweden. Not a real one, but a gigantic goat made of straw. Every year since 1966, the city of Gävle has built one, and nearly every year someone has burned it down. This year, the poor Gävle goat didn't even last a day. Maria Wahlberg is with the city of Gävle. She told me this year's goat got a nice farewell at least.
We had a great party for him. There were almost 20,000 visitors on the Sunday afternoon. We had star performers, friends of the Gävle goat, and 6 hours after that, he were burned out.
I mean, given how many times someone has burned down the Gävle goat, why wasn't there any security?
There is security. We had two guardians at the time, and we had security cameras, and we had two guardians at the time. But the person that burned down the Gävle goat, he attacked the goat when one of the guards went to the toilet and turned around. So then he did this attack. Yeah. So, but the police have found his winter hat. So now they hope that we can get some traces of DNA in it. So we'll see how it goes with it.
What is the punishment for burning down the Gävle goat?
That depends. The guy who burned it down last year, he had to pay 80,000 Swedish crowns to the government here. There is you can get to jail too if you burn it down. So it depends.
It's crazy. I mean, this is the 50th year, as you say, that Gävle has built the giant straw goat. But in those 50 years, only 14 have survived the Christmas season. Why do people keep wanting to burn this goat down?
I don't really know why, because it has been like a tradition, and people are betting too. So that can be
They're betting that the goat will or will not last the whole Christmas season?
Yeah. That could be one thing. And sometimes it's like a spontaneous thing. People are out having a great night out, and then maybe they have got a little much to drink, and they burn it down. So it can happen. He's living a dangerous life, and he's hard to protect.
Yeah, well, you could say all straw goats are risk-prone. Maria, very simple question. What is the symbolism of the goat?
I think it's love. he's very loved all over the world. And I have something good news for you, too, if I can still talk.
Please share.
We have one small copy of the Gävle goat. So this little goat, he stands there now, so now people can have the little one instead, and that was very, very great.
Well, make sure you soak the little replica in a lot of water so they don't burn him up.
Yeah, we have to do that.
So, Maria, if this is a tradition, both building and burning the goat, what do you think is the holiday lesson we can take out of all this?
I think it's the good and the bad. It's a lovely story, but it's a very sad story too, because we get so sad when he burns down.
Maria Wahlberg with the city of Gävle in Sweden. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.